Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy Mother's Day. Hope you're having a great Mother's Day, or will have a Mother's Day, or had a Mother's Day whenever you listen to this. This is Dr. John talking to you from Pearl River, undisclosed location in Pearl River, Louisiana. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about Mother's Day for a few minutes. I'm going to read from 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 1 through 5. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve for my forefathers, with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also. Here Paul the apostle is commending the faith that Timothy has, and that he remembers and being noticed in Timothy's mother and grandmother. And he's also, it reminds him of his own grandmother and mother. He says, I served from my forefathers. Well, that his forefathers, that reference is parents and grandparents. That's what that refers to. And so he's remembering his parents. Paul's remembering his parents and grandparents as he thinks of Timothy, knowing Timothy and his grandmother and mother. And what little bit we know about Eunice is that, or Timothy's mother is that she was a Jewish lady married to a Greek. Her husband was Greek. Timothy's dad was Greek. But Timothy's service to the Lord and Lois and Eunice's service to the Lord was unfeigned, it says here. That means it was sincere. It wasn't fake. And when you serve the Lord seriously, there's going to be times when your flesh is want to go one way or do one thing or accomplish one thing, thinking that it needs to do it because the world dictates it or everybody else is doing it, but God's saying, no, that's not the way I want you to do it, or that's not the way I'm guiding or leading you to do it. So there's that. I think that's where some of the tears come in. And being a godly woman, it means that you're humble, that your focus is on godly things, which means you keep the home, you take care of your children, you raise them in a godly way so that this world doesn't persuade them and influence them. And there's so much of the world government is after attacking the home. It's through the schools, mandating wicked, ungodly teachings that influence these little children at very young ages, like homosexuality, being confused about your gender, things ungodly, just spitting in the face of God. And it takes a godly mother that to stand up things and to not be concerned about being considered narrow-minded, bigoted, unloving, and all of that. We're to love God first. We're to love Jesus first above all and love his will and be submitted to his his will first and foremost. So, if the world lines up with Christ, that's fine. If the world doesn't line up, which a lot of times it won't, then so be it. Paul said, I've always practiced not to offend God nor man. Now, God is the priority, and we need godly mothers. As Paul is reminding us that he saw in Timothy's mother and grandmother. What kind of mother are you? There's no love like a mother's love. And I think with this influence, with this persuasion that the government is enforcing on ungodly forcing on little children that are so malleable, their minds are so influenced, and to say the government and say, look, mama, you don't know what you're doing is right. And with the broken homes that are going on today, that mama's just fighting to keep electricity on or whatever, I think there needs to be a little bit more humility toward the marriage and families. And when I say marriage, there needs to be more marriages and humility in the marriages, so that they're focusing on God as being the head and not the government. When it comes down to the government, it's supposed to keep us safe from criminals, from what's going on today with these ungodly teachings. It's supposed to give us those freedoms to raise our children the way we want to, not take them away. So mothers, prayerfully stand up for godly principles in your home and keep your children away from these wicked influences. I don't care how busy you are, you're not that busy that you cannot control what they're watching on TV or what they're looking at in their phones or on the internet or what's being taught them in school. It's your responsibility first and foremost. It's not your responsibility to buy the latest SUV. It's not your responsibility to go to to make sure your children go to the latest theme park. No, your responsibility is to make sure your children are raised by faith in Jesus Christ. That's what he is commending Timothy and Timothy's mother and grandmother for, a sincere faith. Now, faith means you don't walk by sight. You don't walk by sight. You walk by faith in God's word, in God's leadership. And the way that you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt is by prayer. You pray to God as you read the scriptures. You say, God, I'm a mother, I'm a father, and I need to be, I'm concerned about my children, their welfare. I want to make sure that they get saved and they live a life of faith and not of the flesh and not of this world. You're the example. You influence that child the most, more than you'll ever know. Promise me. My mother influenced me more than she ever knew. I looked to for love. She was the one that I adored. She was the one that was the one who influenced me. It wasn't my dad. My dad was there, but it was my mother that was the influencer of me, especially when I'm very young, when I'm in the mother's womb, when I was brought up. It was her that was the one that I looked to as an example, and I did follow her example, good and bad. So mothers, you have a very grave responsibility now, right now, and it's to raise your children in the faith of Jesus Christ. Raise your children in your faith. You are doing that. You are doing that. You are doing that whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. You are. And you want to know why we got such mess in these homes all over this world? It's because mothers and grandmothers are not raising their children. They don't understand that they are the example. Their life is an example to their children, and they need to live accordingly and not live according to what this world or Oprah says or The View says, or I don't even look at TV. I don't even know. Influenced by that garbage, you need to read your Word of God, read the Word by Word of God faithfully, prayerfully, and say, God, you know I'm a mama. You know about the temptations and trials that I have. That's where the tears come from. That's where Timothy's tears came from. That's where Eunice's tears came from. That's where Lois's tears come from. Are you praying and are you producing tears over the welfare of your children? Or are you just having tears over the, you didn't get your raise, you can't get the new car, the new dress, or the new home, this new, that new? What about your children? They're an example that you're giving them of faith in a godly walk. I challenge you on this Mother's Day, or you will be sorry for a long, long time. I promise you. God bless you, and my happy Mother's Day. My name's Dr. John Wadsworth, and if we can help you, you can contact us by email on our Whitestone Facebook page, or you can contact us by Blog Talk, or contact me by phone, 985-789-5988. But leave a message. I don't answer my phone unless I know the phone number. And if you call me, fine, I'll be glad to, but I don't answer it. So just leave a message. God bless you.